and welcome to GermanPodcast.com, the podcast to learn German. Today I want to give you some information about Freiburg. It's a medium-sized town in Switzerland, and next to me I have Franziska. Franziska lives in Freiburg, and she's going to tell you something about the town and what she likes about it. And she's going to talk in German, but on Swiss German with a dialect. So you might want to listen to it more than once, but you should be able to understand it, and she doesn't have too much of an accent. So here is Franziska.
Also, da ist jetzt Franziska. Und ich lebe, wie gesagt, in Freiburg. Ich bin Studentin. Ich gehe dort an die Uni. Das ist die einzige zweisprachige Uni in der Schweiz. Rund 10'000 Studenten. Freiburg ist eine alte Zähringer Stadt, also sieht ziemlich ähnlich aus wie Bern. Es ist nur 20 Minuten von Bern weg und 45 Minuten von Lausanne. Es ist sehr schön gelegen. Im Hintergrund hat man die Freiburger Voralpen, wenn man gerne zu Berg geht, ideal. Man hat aber auch nicht weit ins Berner Oberland. Es ist auch, es wird einem relativ viel geboten in Freiburg, für das es so eine kleine Stadt ist. Sei es Musik, Tanz, da hat es jeden Sommer verschiedene Festivals. Wunderschön ist auch der Markt, der immer am Mittwochmorgen und am Samstagmorgen stattfindet. Und wenn man einmal in Freiburg auf Besuch ist, dann lohnt es sich, am Morgen früh aufzustehen und durch die Stadt zu laufen und sich freuen an dieser Stimmung. Gerade wenn es auch kein Auto rum hat oder so, dann ist es wirklich wie im Mittelalter.
Thank you, Franziska. I've been to Freiburg last week and I have done as she suggested. I've been running around the city in the morning at around 5 or 6 in the morning, just when the sun was rising, and it was very beautiful. There's this area that's called Unterstadt. You can see it on the photos on my homepage. It's full of houses from medieval times, and yeah, especially in the morning when there are no cars and no people around it. It just feels like Mittelalter, like medieval times. And as you said, Freiburg is a bilingual town, zweisprachig. It's on the border between the German part and the French part of Switzerland, and the people there speak both languages, so I could actually train my school French. And the people are quite interesting there, I'm told, because there are so many French people who, yeah, they are like French people. They love wine and good food and not too much into sports. And then there are the German-Swiss people who are more, more energetic. So if you have the chance to visit Switzerland, you might want to visit Freiburg as well. And I went hiking on Mount Pilatus again yesterday with Franziska, and we met some Steinböcke, and I've put some very nice, as I think, very nice photos on the homepage, because you could get so very close to those Steinböcke, and they were lying right on the way, on the path. We nearly had to walk around them. That was fascinating. Okay, that's enough for today. I'm sorry. I have still some things to do, and it's already 4 in the afternoon. Schon wieder Sonntagnachmittag, 4 Uhr. Es hat gestern furchtbar geregnet, großes Unwetter. There was a lot of rain yesterday here in Lucerne. It was, I've never seen something like that. It was dry, then it got dark very quickly, and then all hell broke loose. We were standing under a bridge, but we got wet to the bone. Wurden bis auf die Knochen nass. Und es hat wirklich aus Eimern geschüttet. Wie man hier sagt, aus Eimern geschüttet oder wie aus Kübeln gegossen. Which means it rained very strong. Okay. Tschüss.